Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Jessica of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Great. And in which county do you currently reside?
Hidalgo.
Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
Nope.
Okay, great. And thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Is that Republican, Democrat, or do you vote independent of party?
Democrat all the way.
Thank you. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president and Congress.
10 means I'm really interested, right?
Extremely interested.
Yes, 10.
Thank you. And on most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'd say somewhat liberal.
Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. And if you do not recognize the name, just say so. Now, here is the first name. Former President Donald Trump.
I can't remember how you told me to. How do I answer?
Okay, do you have a positive
extremely negative.
Would that be a strong or just somewhat negative impression?
No, I got a strong impression. I didn't care for the man before he got into the politics.
Now, next is Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Positive or negative impression?
Negative.
Would that be a strong or just somewhat negative impression?
Strong.
The Democratic Party, positive or negative impression?
Positive.
Strong. Would that be a strong positive or just somewhat positive impression?
I'm sorry, strong.
Thank you. State Senator Morgan LaMantia, a positive or negative impression?
Say that again.
State Senator Morgan LaMantia, positive or negative impression?
A positive. Not
without
strongly.
Strong or just
I'd say just, it's not strong.
Oh, would that be strong or just somewhat positive impression?
Somewhat positive, I guess. I don't know. I like her, but I don't know a lot about her.
That's right. Next is Vice President Kamala Harris. Positive or negative impression?
Strongly positive.
Republican candidate for state senate, Adam Anuhusa. Positive or negative impression?
Negative.
Would that be strong or just somewhat negative impression?
Just somewhat.
Next, Republican Party, positive or negative impression?
I'm going to say strongly negative.
Next is Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, positive or negative impression?
Very negative.
Oh, would that be a strong or just somewhat negative impression?
Strong.
Thank you. Now, if the election for President of the United States was held today, if you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? the Democrats Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, or Republicans Donald Trump and J.D. Vance?
Democrats.
If the election for United States was held, if the election for United States Senate was held today, and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, Libertarian; Ted Cruz, Republican; or Colin Allred, Democrat?
The Democrat.
Thank you. For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vorges, Green Party; Adam Anuhuza, Republican; or Morgan Lamantia, Democrat?
Morgan.
Do you think Morgan Lamantia has done her job as Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election? Or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
No, she's done a good job.
Does she deserve re-election or someone else?
No, she deserves re-election.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Now, here is the first statement. Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely to vote for her.
Morgan Lamantia opposed making voter fraud to a felony level crime. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat more likely.
Adam Anuhuza is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates small businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote?
Less likely.
Was that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Yes, somewhat less likely.
Okay. Adam Anuhuza had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay $10,000 of taxes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
Sure thing. Adam Anuhuza had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
You know, until he's convicted, it doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay, so was that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Let's just say somewhat unlikely.
Somewhat unlikely isn't part of the choices.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, and much
somewhat,
less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Morgan Lamantia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Anuhuza will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat less likely.
Morgan Lamantia opposed to removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat more likely.
Morgan Lamantia supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and to require people to wear masks. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Can you repeat that again?
Sure thing. Morgan Lamantia supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and require people to wear masks.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Now, Morgan Lamantia is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
I'm much more likely to vote for her.
Morgan Lamantia authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more.
Adam Enuhusa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Much less likely.
Morgan Lamantia voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Much more likely.
Morgan Lamantia doesn't support a Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Definitely much more likely.
Thank you. Adam Enuhusa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Less likely.
Was that somewhat or much
somewhat
less likely?
Less likely. Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
I got something I need to say right now before I finish this. I'm getting the impression that this is a campaign ad for Hinojosa, and I'm not interested in participating in it.